This is KUT. The Austin City Council has voted to file a lawsuit against the state of Texas over a housing discrimination ordinance. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, Austin's local efforts to find more housing for people who get government assistance to pay the rent have been blocked by state lawmakers.
The Federal Housing Choice Voucher Program is a government tool that helps low-income families meet their housing costs. But in Texas, landlords can refuse to house someone who wants to pay rent with a voucher. Councilmember Greg Kassar wants to change that policy in Austin. He wrote the measure to file a lawsuit against the state, which the council approved at yesterday's meeting.
I believe that everyone deserves the freedom to be able to search for housing without discrimination. And we know that here in Austin, we have a long way to go.
But that's not for a lack of trying. In 2014, council passed an ordinance to block landlords from discriminating based on a person's source of income. In other words, refusing to rent to someone paying with a voucher instead of cash. But a year later, state lawmakers passed a law that blocked Austin's efforts, and the city's lawsuit wants to change that. Kassar's resolution cites a 2012 audit by the Austin Tenants Council, which found that only 6% of apartment units surveyed would accept vouchers. Most of the ones that would were concentrated in low-income areas, though some people who spoke against the proposed lawsuit questioned the accuracy of those statistics. Councilmembers heard from Paul Caduro with the Austin Apartment Association. He explained why some landlords are hesitant to accept vouchers.
It is a three-way lease agreement between the property owner, the tenant, the housing authority. It's problematic in that regard. There's repetitive and redundant inspection programs. There's the fact that this is not a fully funded program at the federal level, so these vouchers could go away at any time.
Caduro says there are other ways to try and address the issue, like increased outreach to landlords. But Austin Mayor Steve Adler said if the city is going to participate in the voucher program, it has to do everything it can to make it a success, even if that means filing a lawsuit.
I truly do believe in local control. And I think that is an issue with us and the state. And I think that just as the state protects its interest, I think at some level the city should.
Councilmember Kassar says it's unclear how much the lawsuit will cost the city, but he says he can't put a price tag on enforcing the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1968, which calls for fair housing practices. Saida Hassan, KUT News.